About punching a time clock and working 9 to 5. We're talking about working around the clock, rain or shine, hot or cold, because crops and animals won't wait. Jimmy knows all about it because he lives it. And Jimmy knows what you're going through because he goes through it too. He's here to talk about it. It's seed and feed, chemicals and compost, vaccinations and irrigation. It's time for Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Hey, good day to all you great stewards of the land. It's Jimmy Clark on 96.5 KCO, and it's the big time Today in Ag show now. Anyway, welcome everybody. Happy Tuesday. And man, the drought is not getting any better to the north and the west. It's all in D3 and D4, which is extreme drought and exceptional drought. Grasshoppers are invading pastures and fields. The corn is so short, farmers are forced to chop with a draper header. Ranchers continue to cull cows. The drought in the west is producing many firsts as farmers and ranchers grapple with dire decisions. As the latest U.S. drought monitor shows, 98% of the west is covered in drought. It's so widespread that I'm afraid it's going to be pretty devastating to the industry, says Bob Skinner, a rancher in southeast Oregon. Hay in our country is going to be really hard to find. Prices are going up every day. Conditions are so dire, Skinner had to pull his cattle off federal BLM land a month early. The BLM land is a vital summer grazing resource in the Northwest, and actually in the West, and right here in California and New Mexico it is. But this year, the drought took its toll on conditions, and he was left with no choice but to pull them. There's no pasture anywhere around, he says. It doesn't matter where you go or how much you pay for it. You can't find pasture. You couple the drought with the grasshopper situation, and it means a lack of hay. North Dakota ranchers have been culling cows since April and May. As drought conditions grew worse, producers were forced to make those dire decisions early. Adding to the dire drought situation is the plague of grasshoppers. And I'm sure you guys, since you started listening to our show here in the last month, you know how I love grasshoppers. Skinner says the infestation of grasshoppers is so intense, the insects are finishing off any grazing that survived the drought, making a bad situation worse. Skinner says it's so dire, he reached out to state officials to see if APHIS or any other relief efforts could help ranchers in the area. I have state officials coming here tomorrow. I think they're getting tired of listening to me. So they're coming to look at our grasshopper situation. But they told me there's nothing they can do. There's nothing they'd be able to do. He said it's frustrating. The feds came in and did a huge project back in the 80s. When the grasshoppers invaded, and Skinner said they flew 5 turbines in V formation using tanker loads of malathion and wiped out the grasshoppers. They were so thick, but we wiped them out. This year, nobody wants to do anything. It's a bad deal up there. I'm just telling you guys. One farmer, Steak, he told the U.S. Farm Report, he said, "You can see my 300 acres of barley. All you can see is that they've eaten it to the ground. There's nothing left." In a normal year, he says he would get 1,500 to 3,000 bales off a 1,000-acre field. This year, on that 1,000 acres, he got 53 bales. It's sad what's going on up there, isn't it, Lacey?
Man, that's terrible. I had no idea.
That's why we got you on the show, so we can learn from you and you can learn from us.
You're always learning me something, Jimmy.
Hey, we have a special guest here today. I brought him in just for you because I know how you love the outdoors and the wildlife and you pay attention to the regulations. But, you know, we had Special Agent Paul Cornett in here a few weeks ago.
Right.
Okay, why? Yep. Well, the guy that replaced him at Fort Cobb is in here with me, and it's Lieutenant James Edwards. And we kind of compare him to Lieutenant Dan on Forrest Gump. So we just say, "Hey, Lieutenant James, what's up?"
Oh, my gosh. I know Lieutenant Edwards. How are you?
I'm doing good. How are you? Happy birthday, by the way.
Oh, well, thank you. My goodness, thank you.
So would you get mad?
It's been so far.
Will you get mad at us if we sing happy birthday to you?
Are you kidding? It's one day out of the year. Absolutely
All right, ready, James? Here we go. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Lacey. Happy birthday to you. There you go.
Wow. I don't know what I did to deserve that. Thank you.
What's this? Any more on Channel 9?
Yeah. Hey, they already texted in on the hotline. Quit singing.
Of course.
So anyway.
There was a tune in somewhere.
Hey, Lacey Swope is on from Channel 9 News. Weather is on here with us today. Lieutenant James Edwards, warden for the Oklahoma Wildlife Department, is on here with me today. And we've already started out having a little bit of fun. And if you guys got any questions for either one of them while they're on the show today, text in to the KECO Ag Line at 580-225-9697 if you got any questions at all. Now, Lacey, how was your weekend?
It was really good. We celebrated my birthday early with my family. My mom always makes my birthday cake. She's done it every year. It's an Oreo cake, a dirt cake it's called. So couldn't miss out on that opportunity. So we did that, celebrated, and ate. Normally for my birthday, it's usually coinciding with whenever we catch all of our grasshoppers and go catfishing. So we use cane poles. And for my birthday, almost every year of my life, at some point around my birthday, there's a new moon, and that's when we go. Well, the new moon was this past weekend, but we just couldn't get all of our cards to align to go do that. So our family overnight catfishing trip didn't happen.
Aww.
But my mom still cooked burgers and all of that like I was a kid. We had a great time.
Oh, sounds good. What, there's meteor showers this week, too, isn't there?
Ooh, the Perseid meteor shower is always around my birthday, too. Yeah, it's fantastic. So I've seen a few shooting stars, like, on my way to work. But, of course, here in the city, you got so much light pollution, they're so hard to see.
Yeah, we don't have that problem out here.
Yeah.
We don't have that problem out
no
here.
No light pollution out in Beckham County.
Not unless you get by the prison at Sayre. I don't know why those lights are so bright, but you can see them for miles. But anyway, there was a little bit of dispute between, you've met them. You met Bruce and Karen Durkee when they dropped off and met you at Brahms at City here two, 3 weeks ago. Well, they're having a marital dispute on what you
did. I know what that's like.
What you said last week, that you caused this. So, you remember when you was talking about you had to clean the lens on the camera or on the mirror when the birds pooped on it up there at the arms deal?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, did you actually do that or did somebody else?
No, I would tell the technician to go do it. I physically was not the one cleaning off the lens.
Oh, Bruce, you lost this bet. Karen won. So, yep. She said,
"Know better than to question her."
Yeah. Well, she said, "I can't believe she would do that."
I mean, I've cleaned a lot of poop in my day, if that's what we're talking about, but not this time.
Man, looking at the weather forecast, it looks good after this week.
It does. It does. So we've got all this heat and all this to deal with right now, and that's going to be brutal the next several days. But there actually is a really nice storm coming in as we head into the weekend, sometime on Saturday, is the way it looks right now. And that will really cool things off as far as green cloud cover and some rain. And not temperatures back down. I mean, it's not like a strong fall cold front. It's still summer. But all this that we've been dealing with, it was 111 in Hollis yesterday with the heat index. That's going to be gone after this week for at least a few days.
We appreciate your forecast on that deal. So I got I had a guy text in last week, and the show is already over. So see if you can help me out with this. So... cold front that came in that Sunday, I think you were gone on vacation, the one we got all the rain that your boss, Mr. Payne, misguided us on.
Nailed the forecast.
Yeah. So, anyway, so do you, so I guess that was actually, is that our first cold front, officially our first cold front?
Not really. We've had several this summer. I mean, we've had them almost every week, if not every other week. That was one of the stronger ones, for sure. But by definition, we've had several so far.
Okay, so farmer's mist out here are the first, I guess the first, let's go first major cold front, is it'd be 6 weeks to the first frost. So that puts it around the middle, just right past the middle of September. You believe in that one?
Oh, I've never heard that. I mean, that would be extremely early.
Yeah, but it's happened.
That would be extremely early, but I mean, hey, who am I to bet against the farmers of Oklahoma? You know, yeah. I know better than that.
Yeah. Okay, and then the other farmer's myth is when you start hearing the crickets creak, it's getting close.
What happened? Oh, really?
Yep. And
okay.
6 weeks. Is that 6 weeks too? Yeah, 6 weeks. And I just now started seeing crickets in the last 4 or 5 days. And when they're creaking, they are, it's mating season. And so, but I haven't heard any creaking. All I've got
news you will only hear on your show, by the way.
Yeah. No.
I was creaking at my house last night, yesterday evening. So.
Say that again, James?
I said I had crickets at my house last night creaking, so.
Uh-oh.
Yep.
Uh-oh.
Uh-oh. So,
it's all aligning.
Yeah, we're aligning. So you put that down in your weather technology book.
Hey, I'm marking it down.
And so, yeah, I just got another text. God told me not to quit my day job.
Oh, because of your beautiful singing?
Yeah. And, here we go. I got a text in, Lacey. It says he believes it was 1991 that we had a killer frost September 21st because he remembered it killed a lot of leaves on the cotton.
Okay. I mean, I don't doubt it at all. I'd have to go back and look, because that's the problem, is where did the frost happen? I can know what it did in Oklahoma City, but I don't memorize the dates for all 77 counties. So I don't doubt it at all.
I thought you was a computer geek. Don't you track all that?
Listen, I can retain a lot of information.
That's not one of them.
You guys on that one. Well, that's not one of them.
Well, you retain the information. I'm calling the tech on cleaning the poop off the camera lens.
Well, that I remember vividly. Okay, so I do know at this time last year in 2020, we were tracking a true fall cold front coming in, and it was bringing snow to the far western panhandle at this time last year, if you remember. And it brought that record early snow to Colorado.
Yep.
Do you remember that? They had all kinds of crazy snow at the end of, it was the end of August, 1st of September. So.
And a lot of hunters got caught out
in that time of year.
Yeah, a lot of hunters got caught out in that up there.
Out for early season, yep.
Well, I got another one in. You're popular today. The text line is firing up. This one here says the frost flowers have been out for two weeks north of Eric, so 60 days till frost.
Really?
Yep.
Okay.
You got to call
in. I need to write all these things down. I need to write these things down. You guys are going to make me seem so smart. I'm going to start giving the exact date of our first frost and watch what happens.
Well, this person, I don't know if it's a he or she, is saying end of September will be the first frost. My landlord says it'll be the 17th of September. And Lieutenant James just figure out what 6 weeks from yesterday when you heard the crickets. So we'll get this down for you.
Yeah. Okay, thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you.
So if you guys are just joining us, it's Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark on 96.5 KECO. And my guest in the Ag Room today is Lieutenant James Edward of the Wildlife Department. And on telephone, we have the famous, beautiful Lacey Swope from Channel 9 Weather on there. And we're talking poop and frost.
You know, what else is there to talk about on a Tuesday, you know?
And it's your birthday.
That's my favorite birthday conversation.
So, anyway, but what's the hubby and the beautiful daughter up to?
Well, today we're going to go to dinner. I'm actually on my way to a photo shoot that I have to do for work that I'm told will take 20 to 40 minutes. That usually translates to a couple hours.
Yeah.
So I'm going to knock that out, and then we're going to try to go to dinner for my birthday. That's usually what we do. I don't like a whole lot of hoopla for my birthday. I'm not one of those. I appreciate the people that do like all that, but I just, I like my birthday. I'm thankful I made another trip around the sun, and that's kind of where we're at. People at work were very upset with me today. They're like, "What are you doing? You're not. What do you mean you're just going to dinner?" I was like, "Well, I mean, I like food, so what's wrong with that?" So that's my plan.
Well, Lieutenant James just did the math, and somewhere in the week of September 20th and 26th. So if something happens between the 16th, 17th of September and the end of September, you know you need to call us for more weather information.
Okay, well, that's our average first frost, so that would not be too far. I mean, it could be. That's not too far off. I'm thinking you're onto something, is what I'm saying.
We'll see. So our stuff out here, our technology, it coincides with what you guys come up with, right?
I mean, we're kind of similar. I think that's a good thing.
Guess what? We didn't have to look on the computer.
I knew that was coming.
Here we go.
Did you open a persimmon, too? Did you open a persimmon?
Nope.
To predict a winner?
Nope.
Oh, well. Mm-mm. All right.
I leave that for the old timers.
Oh, okay. Oh, you're not an old timer. I get it.
Not yet. 60 next year. So
is that the classification? Is that the threshold?
No, I get to move up one tee box at the golf course.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah. 19. One more text came in. 1991 was before Halloween. About 15 degrees low. Freeze dried leaves on trees. Okay. All right.
Okay.
Yep. So
I believe it. And if I was in a situation in front of my computer where I could pull up the actual stats, I could tell you exactly what it was.
Well, here we go.
I'm not able to do that at the moment.
Technology. Yeah, because I bet
you. All my technology.
Well, mm-hmm. I seen the other day on your social media, you finally posted the hunting seasons.
Well, I had enough people rip me for it. I was like, well, I guess I'll do that. I do listen, you know, when people complain. But I do hunting countdowns all the time. I mean, we all kind of have it in the back of our head, don't we, of how close it is. But
yeah.
But I did. I posted the official countdown. And then, of course, you've got the people, well, what about goose season? Well, what about, I can't include them all.
I know. What was
I did my best.
What was Lacey Lowry doing in Montana?
She was going for a wedding.
Oh, looked like
she was
outdoors.
Yeah, one of her cousins was lucky enough. He's a big hunter and moved up to Montana, and so she was going up there to watch him get married. He got married in the beautiful mountains up there.
Oh yeah, it's beautiful, but it's dry. Yeah, the pictures I've seen, she was picking and choosing where she was taking her pictures because it's dry up there. So they
yes.
Well, you need to hook a brother up out here in western Oklahoma, and she needs to hook a sister up, you that is, and she needs to take us up there and go elk hunting.
Yes, she does.
Yeah, because I know you like the elk hunt.
Oh my gosh, I absolutely love it. I have been very lucky to meet a group of men that have hunted for a very long time, for like 30, 40 years, and they're experts, and they've taught me a lot. I'm not an expert, but when I go with them, I've got pretty good odds.
Oh, yeah. Well, I've seen from what you've posted on social media the last 2 or 3 years going up there, because you go through your favorite town every year, Slap Out, on the way to Colorado.
Oh, yeah.
And
yes,
see, I got a pretty
do.
Good memory on me, so, and I didn't even have to look
and
that
we
one
hit
up.
And we hit up Kenton, America.
Yeah.
We go to Kenton, we go all the way out, and then we hunt in New Mexico, in the mountains there, near Angel Fire, kind of, and man, it's awesome. It is awesome. So much work. They've always told me, they said, you pull the trigger, that's when the work begins. And I'm like, oh, deer hunted. I totally know that.
No,
you pull the trigger, and, I mean, it's more work than you could ever imagine in your life if you've never done it. I mean, for folks that maybe butchered their own cow, I guess you may have a good idea. Otherwise.
It doesn't matter if it's a cow or a bull. Actually, bulls are probably worse because you got to get the horns out, too, but... I went out there hunting 4 or 5 years ago on the CS Ranch there by Cimarron, New Mexico, probably on your way, not too far from Rattle.
Yeah, Cimarron. Oh, yeah, they pronounce it Cimarron. Did you know that?
Yeah, but I'm not going to. Hey, sometimes I mispronounce your last name, so we'll just stick with Cimarron.
Okay, perfect. You do you, Jimmy.
I know. It's Jim Bonics.
Oh, gosh.
But they,
you're such a mess.
So, but There was four of us out there hunting that week. Three of them killed, you know, because that's where the foothills meet the Rocky Mountains right there. And
yeah. Oh, yeah. Yep.
And so three of the guys that I was hunting with, they killed theirs out in the foothills where you could actually drive up there and
get to them.
Pick them up and come on back, but not Jimmy Clark. We had
to. Had to do it right up at the peak, didn't you?
Pretty close. And the other three hunters wasn't happy. My guide wasn't happy, but they got over it because I got it home and it's mounted on the wall.
Oh, that's awesome. We swore up and down the last time we did it that we would do alpacas or horses next time, but we've yet to do that. So.
No. Well, yeah, because you need to video that adventure.
Right.
I want to have some fun with that one. But anyway, so I'll let you go because I know you got a photo shoot to do. You want to give everybody your long ranger?
Well, so I was looking at the data again this morning for pattern changes, big pattern changes, you know, much cooler, much wetter, anything like that. There's no big pattern change one way or another. The forecast for the next month or two is kind of status quo, so average. We'll have a couple cold fronts here and there. We'll have rain chances, but the good thing is it's not looking abnormally dry and it's not looking abnormally hot. It's pretty much looking typical, so there's no big change that's going to say, oh, it's about to turn brutal or we're about to have, you know, one massive heat wave. It's pretty average, so average in Oklahoma is not a bad deal.
No, because this week here, we got humidity to go with this heat this week, and you could tell it's taking a toll on the beer joints because the parking lots are packed.
Oh, is that a thing?
Yeah, well, I don't know if it's a thing, but it looks like what I've observed here in the last few days. Have fun with your photo shoot, and tell Mr. Tyler and Miss Brooke that I said hello.
Will do.
And thanks for solving a marital problem up north around Billings. So they won't have to go see the lawyers to settle this one. You did it right on the radio for them.
I tell you, that's what I'm here for. Solving one marriage issue, one phone call at a time.
We'll call you Dr. Lacey Phil. How's that?
Oh, goodness. Oh, gosh. Oh, God. Well, you guys just added to my birthday. It was so good to talk to you.
All right. Well, thank you.
You guys have a good day.
You too.
All right. Have a great day.
Bye.
Well, Lieutenant James, we're going to take a break, and we'll be right back after this. It's Today in Ag on 96.5 KECO.
Hey, sports fans, listen up.
Pass up in the air to Culver. Oh, he makes an unbelievable one-handed catch.
If you have a love for Western Oklahoma high school sports, this job is for you. Paragon Communications currently has openings for broadcasters on Paragon TV.
Here's the pitch. Right down the middle, swinging strike three. Two away.
This entry-level seasonal position offers a great opportunity for someone to get their foot in the door of sports broadcasting. Applicants must have a basic knowledge of computers and broadcast equipment, and know the games of football, basketball, and other high school athletics. Basically, be a fan of the game.
Back out to Harris for two. It's good!
To apply, contact Gabe at 580-225-9696 or swing by the Paragon Studios at 220 South Pioneer in Elk City.
Great pass, and it works! Backdoor cut, just like Mama ordered, folks.
Come join the exciting world of sports broadcasting by joining our team at Paragon Communications.
Taking a three for the win. Got it!
We raise registered Red Angus. We sell bulls, heifers, seed stock quality type. Red Angus offer superior marbling. Docility is probably the biggest selling point for Red Angus. The maternal traits and some heat tolerance. Benji White, B&L Red Angus. BLRedAngus.com on Facebook. Follow us at B&L Red Angus.
Lori White, B&L Red Angus. BLRedAngus.com. You can find us on Facebook by searching B&L Red Angus.
Once that gets in your blood, you're not going to get it out. Once you are ate up with cattle, farming, agriculture, it's a hard drug to kick. You're putting a crop out there, you're turning your cows out, and watching what you do grow, and watching the things that you take care of, things you care for, move on with their life cycle. just seeing a result from your hard work. I'm Jason Redd, and I help make the difference at First National Bank and Trust of Elk City and Sayre.
Member FDIC.
Mosey on down to Hobart Stockyard's weekly cattle sale at Highway 183 North in Hobart, Oklahoma. The sale is every Wednesday at 9:30. If you need to consign, call Rex Fleming at 580-331-8547. They receive cattle all day Mondays and Tuesdays. Buyers can bid in person or online. Register at LMAauction.com or download the LMA Ringside app. Hobart Stockyards, where we want your business and we do appreciate it.
The Day in Ag is back with Jimmy Clark.
All right, we are back and welcome back. Thank you, Lacey Swope. You made our day. So far, Lieutenant James is outnumbering me in votes for singing career in Nashville. Got this text in. It says, "We want Lieutenant Edwards to sing some more. He sounds like Sammy Kershaw. The text I got was, "Don't quit your day job." So looks like you're winning the singing contest there, buddy. But speaking of the Hobart Stockyards, it will be tomorrow. Call Mr. Rex Fleming if you got any selling or buying needs down there. They do a great job down there. And Rex, most of the time when I'm down there, he will actually serve you lunch in your chair, and I like that. Western Oklahoma livestock auction was yesterday, and they had 1,339 head in there. They got Custer City. They had 10 head, 529 weight, buck 81. Well, actually 181.5, so that's pretty good. And they had 52 from Cheyenne steers weighing 805, $52.75. So the old market's coming up. You got some cattle sale there, Lieutenant?
No, not right now. Got some young ones that'll be ready later, but not right now.
And heifers, there was 24 from Weatherford's, average 391 on weight, buck 50 a pound. And then there was 21 from Canadian, Texas, heifers weighing 1,070, buck 12. Somebody got them some replacement heifers. And butcher bulls, check this out, $1.13. About time to sell, because they're about done breeding. I might sell mine for some Christmas money. Butcher cows were bringing up to 90 cents a pound. Bred cows, they had a few in there, were bringing up to 13. Elk City Livestock Auction was Friday, and they had 1,329 head in the lot, so that's pretty good. The amount of cattle being sold is creeping up. There was there's a good one here. 12 head from Carter. Average weight 477, bought a buck 89. Holy crap, that's good. Fort Cobb, from your old stomping grounds. They had some steers in there averaging 738, bought $1.56. That's pretty good. Heifers from Canute, 10 head, 447 weight, $1.50 a pound. And there was 11 from Raiden, brought average weight 543, bought $1.42, and butcher bulls were $1.13 too, and their butcher cows was 92 cents. Things looking up around there.
Real good.
Yep. Got one other thing I need to talk about. The Hydro Free Fair is August 19th, 20th, and 21st, and that's coming up really quick. They got everything going to. They got exhibits, and they're even premium money to be paid on exhibits. There's a parade at 10 a.m., a kiddie tractor pull. So some of you guys from around Willow and Delhi can take your tractors over there and see if you can hang with the kids over there. They got mud volleyball, washers and watermelons, the ranch 3-in-1 ranch rodeo. So they got all kinds of good things going on over there. And also, the Big at Express Ranch event is happening August 20th and 21st. 600 head of Black Angus and others be sold. They got elite show heifers and several donors to be sold there at the Express and Yukon. That's big boys over there. They got some great cattle. That'll be I just seen that in a magazine. I thought I'd just announce that. I don't get paid for doing this, but that's a really good cattle sale there at the Express in Yukon, Friday, August 20th and Saturday, August 21st. So let's get out to the game warden stuff, the wildlife stuff. You know that's my favorite.
Oh, yeah.
You caught any poachers lately?
Oh, it's slowed down since it's gotten so hot. But the fishing, you know, it stayed pretty good for a while. It's dropped off now, but had a few issues here and there. But nothing major right now.
Everybody's behaving.
Yeah, for the most part.
Dove season's coming, though.
Dove season's coming up real quick, September 1. So that'll be here before we know it. And we always know we're going to get some cold front. Push birds in or push them out, depending on
one or the other.
So, but hopefully, you know, it's going to look like a pretty good year. Man, down Granite Way, they've got a lot of good Milo fields. I've seen some Milo fields. Kiowa County's loaded with some Milo fields and corn fields that are looking really good. Of course, we don't have as much around here. There's a little bit of Milo up here north of town, but.
There's a lot. I've seen a lot more corn around this year than I ever seen in Western Oklahoma.
I can't believe it. And most of it's done really well because of the rain.
So. Oh, yeah. You talk about picking a picture perfect year to put corn in.
It's been a good year. So
because there's quite a bit between here and Retrop or down in that area. And but there's a lot. And they're releasing water. The cotton farmers are getting their water deal out of the Lugard Lake,
which
normal.
Yeah, I was down there. Altus last week and saw the canals were running full.
So. Running full. Matter of fact, let's just check this. Because there's a lot of sunflowers this year. And so there's probably going to be a lot of road hunting.
Yeah, unfortunately.
Yeah. I'm just giving all you road hunters heck out there because you know Lieutenant James is going to catch you. So he's never failed before. But there's a, yep. Oh, yeah. It's down to 32.95. So when it started raining, I've been tracking this and doing some little bits and pieces on it on the show. It was at 29 when we started getting rain. So they're about right back down to where it was.
Yep.
Down to one boat ramp.
Yeah, that's unfortunate because the fishing was good all year, even with the level, you know, at Lugard. Guys were catching a lot of fish and doing really good, but... The lower it gets, it's just going to get tougher to get to it. So.
Yeah. Yeah, and then fishing was good all last fall down there.
Oh, yeah.
The walleye we was catching out of there was unbelievable. I just love that place down there. But, you know, it's an irrigation lake, and it is what it is.
Yeah, unfortunately, we have to compete with that. But
they paid the bill to build it, and it's their baby to do it. And I know a lot of people gripe about that, but...
There's not much they can do. It's kind of like the lakes in eastern Oklahoma where they have to release water for various reasons. It affects the fisheries, but we have to compete with all of those different things and try to find harmony. So when it's good, it's good. When it's not so good, it's not real good. So
well, if you're just joining us, we got Lieutenant James Edward on the Today in Ag Show on 96.5 KCO. He's a game warden for Beckham County. And he's a lieutenant in your division, what, eight?
Seven.
And Jeff is the captain,
yeah.
Captain Jeff Hedrick. And we got there's a really good set of game wardens around here. I can testify for that because you guys took the crap we gave you at the fishing derby pretty good. And they were all there, and they've all got a good sense of humor, but they do their job seriously.
Yeah, we've got some good guys. I supervise basically the north end of the district, which runs Ellis, Dewey, Custer, and Roger Mills. And we've got good guys in those. We've got Ben Radke up there in Ellis. We've got Tucker Blackburn there in Roger Mills. He was recognized by our district as actually our selection for Warden of the Year. He didn't get it for the state, but I tell you, he was right up there with that because he does a great job. He's a hunter. He's a fisherman. He loves the resource and pours himself into his job and that's what we want and that's what we like to see and so does it. Got Orlando right over here, Orlando Martinez in Ouachita County, Daniel Perkins down in Jackson County, Brandon Lehrman in Greer County. Just all these guys around are you know, various numbers of years of service, but it's all good.
I got a question on the ag text line for you. What are the game warden's days off? Asking for a friend.
Well, that when it comes hunting season, that gets few and far between. So, growing up with my dad as a game warden for 30 years, that phone would ring at all times and all days. And back in the day, they used to list the before cell phones, they used to list home phone numbers. And when it was just me and my dad together, I was probably 13 or 14 years old, and I'll never forget getting a call from an irate landowner one time, and every other word was a cuss word.
Yeah.
And the way that had to work was I had to take notes and then get off the phone with him, call the sheriff's office, and relay that to them, and then they could radio my dad. Back in the day, it was quite a different deal. But now, you know, with cell phones, text messages, you know, I get guys text me. They're in their blind. They don't want to make any noise. And all they got to do is just text, you know, say, hey, I got this going on over here or whatever.
So. Or you got somebody like me call you when you've been up all night. So, hey, it was an emergency.
Yep.
So I bet growing up, was you ornery or not?
I tell you what.
With a dad as a game warden, I could see things being strict.
Things were different. You know, you learned it the right way. I'm not saying that there wasn't times, especially as I got older, that you know, maybe I didn't follow those rules, because we all have that rebellious phase in our life. But, you know, for the most part, you know, I learned the right way, and my dad wouldn't let me do anything wrong. So it was different than probably some, but I learned to appreciate it a lot, and obviously took a love for what he did, and realized that, hey, if everybody's not following the law, then we probably won't have it. So that's where I came up and said, you know, hey, I'm going to step in and do something about it and do my part.
So did you ever pull any pranks on any of the phone calls you were receiving? I know you did, and I want to hear a story.
I never did anything like that, but the one that was funny, the guy that called in, every other word was a cuss word. I went to school with his grandson, and these two guys had shot a deer, a doe, on his property without permission, and he actually shot at them.
Oh,
yeah. My dad showed up. The guy jumped in with him. He said, "We're going out across the pasture," and he said, "These two guys are laying down, hiding behind this doe because they're scared. They are scared to death. This guy has shot at them," and he had actually hit the deer that they were laying behind.
That might not have been a good deal if he'd hit one of them.
Oh, it was. You'd have to know this guy. He was a good guy, but he was very adamant about, you know, trespassing and everything. And anyways, but it was a good story, and I got to give his grandson a hard time at school the next week, so
they wouldn't get up behind that toe. Oh, just think if they'd had a cell phone back then.
Oh, it would have been crazy. I'm thankful for the life that I had before cell phones, because they're a great tool and a great asset, but they
make life miserable.
Yeah, they take away.
I posted some stats on cell phone usage the other day between sister and brother, boyfriend and girlfriend, and husband and wife, and wife and husband, and wife and daughter. It's pretty crazy what the wife calling the husband, how many missed calls they are. So you got time to hang around for just a few more minutes? Hey, we're going to take a break here, and we'll be right back. It's Today in Ag on 96.5 KECO.
This is the Western Oklahoma Livestock Auction Market Report for Monday, August 9th. 1,339 head were sold. 8 head of steers at $299 brought $224. 6 at $524 brought $166. 10 at $579 brought $176. 45 at $800 brought $155. 22 at $879 brought $149. 5 head of heifers at $256 brought $185. At $432 brought $157. 49 at $670 brought $157.50. 8 at $739 brought $146.50. 21 at $1070 brought $112.50. Butcher cows were $41 to $90. Bred cows $1,250 to $1,300. Butcher bulls Bull 75-113. Western Oklahoma Livestock Auction, I-40 exit 71 in Clinton, Oklahoma. Sale every Monday at 10 a.m. to consign. Call Brandon Hickey at 580-497-6095.
We've been part of Western Oklahoma's ag industry since statehood. I'm Marty Maddox from Great Plains Bank in Elk City. We proudly support our local FFA labor auctions and premium sales. Our local lenders have a combined 127 years of banking experience. We handle all ag-related loans, like land purchases, farm operating loans, and stocker lines of credit. And we recently helped over 700 area farmers and ranchers with their PPP loans. Great Plains Bank in Elk City is here to lend agriculture a helping hand. Member FDIC.
It's year two of Hall of Fame head coach Dave Meadows' tenure at the helm of the Elk City High School football program. This year's team is loaded with experienced senior leadership all over the field.
Culver under center, fakes the handoff to Thompson. He's got a man wide open in the end zone. Caught, touchdown, Alex Cherry.
After a first-round exit from the playoffs a year ago, the Brown and White are looking for their first back-to-back playoff appearance in over a decade.
Handoff, Thompson. Bounces it outside of the five, tries to break a tackle, does, and he stays on his feet into the end zone.
I'm Aaron Kalk, voice of the Big Elks. This season's schedule features six road games and more miles traveled than any year in recent memory. There's no better place to watch the Big Elks on the road than Big Elk TV.
Second and four, snap back to Adams. Adams looks, fires it too high. It's intercepted by Hughes. 30, 25, 20, 15, 10, 5. It's a touchdown for the Big Elks.
Follow the excitement of Big Elk football all season long on BigElkTV.com and Cool 94.
The Day in Ag is back with Jimmy Clark.
Yeah, we're back, all right. Lieutenant James Edwards with the Oklahoma Wildlife Department. He's game warden for Beckham County, and he monitors the other game wardens and makes sure they're doing their job also. And it's going to be a good day. You got some stuff coming up.
Yeah, we've got August 21st. Ooh. August 21st in Jackson County. We have a hunter education class coming up at the Jackson County Fairgrounds, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. You need to pre-register. You can go to the Go Outdoors app or through the Wildlife Department's website, wildlifedepartment.com. Pre-register for the class. Also ours here in Elk City is coming up out at the Law Enforcement Firearms Training Range out there by the landfill on September 18th. We're hoping to have a more hands-on class. We're having to take the COVID situation kind of day by day to know where we're going to be on that. But
what better place to be than the outdoors, though?
Outside, where you're not as worried about being cooped up and having to do all that. But, yeah, we've got that coming up. Anybody 10 years of age or older can take part, and we welcome anybody and everybody to come take it.
We got some seasons coming up pretty quick. Dove is September 1st. That's just about 3 weeks away. Yep. And then we'll get into archery and other things coming up October 1st. But the manual or the conservation magazine that you usually can get, this guy, the regulation, let me replay that. The regulation, it's going to be out probably in the next couple weeks.
Yeah, they, with the delay in printing because of the turkey regulations, because our turkey regulations are put in the regulations for each year. And when we had the longer discussion, obviously, with the Wildlife Commission trying to decide what to do as far as turkey regulations, they didn't have that final meeting until the end of June, which put us back. And so next week, they sent out an email last week, said that the regulations will be delivered to Oklahoma City next week, and we'll be picking them up and getting them back out here. I will tell you, they're looking at, in the future, phasing those out, the printed versions. They said that they've done the numbers, and there's other states that are going strictly to electronic versions.
Right.
Because they're getting so much percentage of people using them online.
Right.
So
makes sense.
I mean, it's they
but
printed
I still
less.
Like my hardcore.
Oh, yeah. It's always a good go-to.
I mean, I guess you can print it off the internet anyway.
Could. But anyways, hopefully, like I said, hopefully by late next week or the week after, we'll have them out at all the licensed dealers and everything ready to go. So pick up your copy. Don't be caught without it. Obviously, it can be very beneficial to you.
Marcus, I figured out whose number that was finally. Thank you from Pack Saddle. I'm glad you're listening. And appreciate all the input, asking for a friend. So what have you seen so far? How's the season's looking?
You know, I think with all the rain and all the growth vegetation, I think we've had a great year for pretty much everything. I'm disappointed I haven't seen as many quail as I'd hope. Now, Russell Bradford down in Harmon County said he's been seeing good numbers.
I'm seeing good numbers.
So seeing some turkeys, you know, seeing some poults that are now about three quarters grown. Not just great numbers of them, but it's important that everyone that we have counts. Deer, obviously, I think are doing really good. I had a call last week from a guy over in Eric that he has a doe with triplets that rating is black-eyed peas in his garden. So
welcome to the real world.
Yeah, it's but that's the thing is I think everything's done really well. I think it's going to be a good fall.
The deer got to eat.
Yeah, they're going to eat, you know. And yeah, we've had problems.
Some farmers just
yeah, we've had problems, right? And we're going to continue to have some problems. But you know, if everybody will do their part, I think people are starting to figure out that you kill those does, you thin those does out. You're going to have better bucks coming in. Increases your odds of seeing them because they're going to have to be on their feet more to find those does instead of way too many does and the bucks just sitting around in his hiding spot and not coming out to see. But
I haven't looked, and this is very unusual for me. What ended up being the final numbers on the doe buck count from last year? Do you remember?
I haven't paid that close attention. I think it was up. I think the number of or percentage of does was excess of 40%, which is where they want to get above that, trying to knock the does down. But it was better out here. You know, we've still issued some in season extra doe tags to landowners around just because we're trying to get that number down and more manageable. And I will say I've had less complaints this year, which is good. I mean, that's what we want.
You never answer my calls. They raided my acre and a half corn one night. I was over there that till dark one night. Come back the next morning at daybreak, acre and a half sweet corn totally gone. I mean it, but you know where my area is, and I knew it was coming. But we had one more question before we have to take another break. It says, so did this mad landowner happen to live in Roger Mills County? That sounds just like my father-in-law.
Mad landowner. No. It was in Pottawatomie County back when my dad was in Tecumseh Shawnee area. But that guy was a great guy, but in a normal conversation, about every third word was a cuss word. But when he was really riled up, it was every other word. So, but I've known some landowners that were like that around. Yeah. I guarantee you.
I have some close to my house. But anyway, we're gonna take a break, and we'll be right back to close things up on Today in Ag on 96.5 KECO.
When we're all on the same page, things run smoother, work gets completed faster, life is easier. And that's exactly what advanced technology from Valley does. IconX brings all of your pivots together into one manageable network with full remote capabilities, regardless of the brand. Get the most out of your pivots at a fraction of the cost of a full panel upgrade. Valley IconX. Any brand of pivot, one connected network. Smart irrigation. This is Valley.
Contact your local Valley dealer, Knutson Irrigation, 1-800-373-9325 or online at KnutsonIrrigation.com.
It's so convenient for farmers and ranchers to get what you need in one place. The Wheeler General Store is the do-it-best hardware store that carries vet supplies to doctor your animals, high-pro feed, also master hand milling and smart lick tubs. Delivery is available if you need it. And at Wheeler Ag, right there on site, they've got dry fertilizer application with blending capabilities. Wheeler General Store and Wheeler Ag on Highway 152, a mile east of the four-way stop in Wheeler, Texas.
You can also find the Wheeler General Store on Facebook and Instagram.
It's known as the thief in the night. A lack of cattle mineral can lead to decreased weaning weights, small, weak calves, and severely compromised health. Don't let a gap in your feeding program rob your herd's performance. Stop by Farmers Union Co-op in Elk City and pick up a bag of Purina Wind and Rain Storm mineral today. Farmers Union Co-op of Elk City is your authorized Purina dealer.
for those who hold that special card, life just got a whole lot easier. Hey guys, Drew Cobb here, and I'm excited to tell you about our newest addition to the Penny News. It's the Green Pages, your guide to green health across Western Oklahoma. No more navigating phone apps to find your green health needs. Just pick up your free copy of the Penny News in a convenience store near you and check out all the weekly deals at your favorite green health outlets. It's the Green Pages, Western Oklahoma's number one source for green health needs.
Jimmy's all wound up and ready to go. Here comes more of Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark on 96.5 KECO.
Well, the famous Lieutenant James Edwards and I welcome you back to Today in Ag on 96.5 KECO. The weather is 99 for a high today. Right now it's currently 92. Heat index at 101, and I'm glad I'm not wearing that bulletproof vest like you.
I just have to think of those nice frigid days. And
you carry ice packs in there?
Yeah, you probably could. I probably should sometime.
Yeah. Tomorrow, 97. Looks like the winds are going to be pretty strong today and tomorrow, anywhere from 15 to 20 with gusts up to 25 and 30. Thursday looks 96. Friday, 94 degrees, 30% chance of rain. Saturday, 89 degrees.
Awesome.
Back to with a 40% chance of rain. Well, we just got a few minutes left in here, and I appreciate all you guys texting in all your legitimate questions and your illegitimate questions. And so, Lieutenant James, we had one more question on the hotline. Is the turkey population looking better?
So far, what I'm seeing good. You know, good hatch, fairly good hatch. We're going to keep our fingers crossed. We put in, the wildlife department's got about 1.6, don't quote me on that, million going to turkey research this year. Be a 3-year project. We're hoping to see that bounce back. Gosh, they had a great, with the grasshoppers, they've had plenty to eat.
Oh my gosh.
So, the ones that I just saw some this before I came in. Across the road in front of me in a spot, and all of those poults look really great. So,
hey, hopefully. That worked out a lot. You hear that music?
Yep.
That means Jimmy, shut up. So, but thanks for coming in.
Absolutely.
Want you coming back in next month? Well, I want you to come in at least once a month during hunting season.
That'll work.
Because I want to hear a good poaching story. So anyway, but hey everybody, thanks for joining me today on Today in Ag. Have a great day, and God bless.
KECO, Elk City.